have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Oh, look at this. So much fun, you'll ship your pants.
You'll ship your pants, bro!
Singing and dancing.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. All right, so Barry says he has an option for living on the water that I might find intriguing and acceptable to my bougie standards. Is this... Is this correct?
I think it'll meet your standards.
Okay, explain. What is it?
Okay, this is a 1,050-foot ship. It has not been, they haven't started construction yet. It was supposed to begin as of April 2025, with it completed by 2029 as the target launch date. This is a ship that will have either 122 or 133 residents. Right now, their website says
a floating timeshare.
It's not a timeshare though. It is a floating condo. You could live there 24/7 for the rest of your life.
Okay,
you know, as long as the ship doesn't sink or something like that. Mm. It's essentially going to be a ship that travels. I guess if you ever lived in a condo, trying to get all the condos vote and agree on one thing is almost impossible. So I don't know how they would do this as far as where do you want to go next? What country? You know, you could all have them, you know, rooting back and forth for one country or another, and nothing ever gets done. So this could be a disaster, but I think for you, considering that you like your frilly things, you know, when you go on cruises, your drinks with the umbrellas and your vanilla lattes in the morning.
It sounds like full-time cruise life or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm in. How much are we talking?
No numbers yet. All I know is they haven't started building the ship. So, I mean, I'm sure they could find 122 people that have enough money to invest.
Are you
going to
say suckers?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
This is a purpose-built vessel, very high-end, beautiful. I've seen the renderings. It's amazing. If it gets built, you know, it'll be a pretty impressive thing. But people are already doing that. I've been on a few cruises and met people on cruises that actually lived on cruise ships. They're like on one ship for 3 months, and then they switch over to another ship for another 3 months. But they live full time on cruise ships.
On the ship, and they're going from port to port to port. This one, I don't know, you know, again, if you have 122 families, it's going to be, you know, vote for what port you want to go to next. And then, you know, they all just head over there. And I mean, it has a heliport on there. It's going to have all kinds of ways of you getting on and off the ship.
Right.
All the play toys that you
would
have.
Big arguments. Yeah. What do you mean you can't go to my port for Thanksgiving?
What do you mean? I didn't win the bingo game.
How come I can't put anything out of my out in front of my front door there? You know, you
can't
have
your
little...
What's the name of this boat? Was it?
It's called Ulyssa. Ulyssia.
Okay.
If you go to ulyssia.com,
this is fancy.
You can look at this. Now, at first, I thought, well, maybe the ship is built because of the way they were talking about it being built by the certain company. But then, of course, AI threw that out the door and said, no, the ship has not been built yet. They haven't even laid the keel yet.
But it looks like a no kid type of thing to me. I bet it's a 55 and over, just assuming that nobody younger could afford such a lifestyle.
But you would have the grandkids over, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, they're going to have 22 guest suites there, so you can invite, you know, have them over. But I would assume a 1,050-foot ship should have fairly good size homes in them. I mean, you've gone on many cruises. What's the longest or largest ship you've been on?
Massive. Yeah. I've been on like the largest ship in the world.
Which is how long?
Was the Wonder of the Seas by Royal Caribbean, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I think at one time it was the largest because I think we went on that one too.
Yeah.
And how long was it?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Was it eight, more 880 or
that's all? And this is 1,050 feet. But they show
much how many, bigger. The cruise ship is way bigger than this. This is just a fancy super yacht. This is what this
1,050 feet is as long as this is a carrier.
Yeah, this will be the largest purpose-built condo vessel in the world.
Right. Sure. So I'm trying to figure out how big the residences are going to be if you're only having 122 of them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they probably have different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe. Low end, high end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the tonnage they say on this thing? Does it?
Doesn't have much information. I'm just, you know, reading through it now. Yeah. About the lifestyle and all the other stuff that you're going to be able to do.
Right.
1,900 square meter wellness and medical facility. Hey, didn't they have a TV show for a while about these medical some kind of doctor or hospital on a ship? It was, what was it called?
It was on Dr. ABC. Pimple Popper? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not that. No.
Oh, okay.
No, there was something on, I think, ABC for a little while with Don Johnson. He was the captain of some kind of super luxurious ship. And they didn't have just a little medical room. They had, it looked like a futuristic surgical suite on this. And every week there was some major thing that needed to have the doctor there to, you know, put someone back together or something like that.
Lance Papa Pimple. Yeah.
Lance Papa. You watch that show. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Well, I mean, you would do this, wouldn't you, Barry, if money wasn't
a problem? Yeah, that might be. Think about it. You could travel around the world. You could stay out of the hot spots. If someone drops the big one, you're out in the middle of the ocean, less chance of radiation.
Yeah. You're already out on the water, so you don't have to worry about the zombie apocalypse.
No, they don't swim. They walk on the ocean floor, so you're fine.
They don't walk. Well, they don't swim, correct.
Yeah.
They can walk, but yeah, you'll be floating out. You're safe.
Yeah, you're
but
safe.
Now you do got to consider the underwater aliens. That's a whole other thing. We may have to cover that story. I've been diving deep into this, and this is something our passengers need to be aware of.
That's why we're worried about you.
Yeah, well, hey.
It's okay.
We're here to inform.
We'll get you out on that ship. You'll be safe out there.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. Do they even have any kind of time frame when they?
Yeah, they say 2029. So 2029. You know, that's not that far away anymore.
Yeah,
think about it.
You might make it that long. Barry.
Oh yeah, I want to enjoy my Social Security.
Okay. Well, by then it'll be kicking in, and that'll be enough to get you on as a stowaway. Possibly.
Yeah, I'll have a cabin about 3 meters by 3 meters.
Yeah. Goes back. In the meantime, you can just camp out at the boat show in one of the boats when someone's not looking. I've wondered that. You know, I was talking about that earlier at the beginning of the show. You know, I've been watching these videos of these guys that camp out in like medians across the country, mm-hmm. and they do what they call it, like sneaky camping or something. And couldn't they do that at the boat shows or one of these type of events too?
They got so much security there. I saw so many officers out there. I mean, the real ones with guns.
You sneak into the bushes.
Not the rental ones.
Yeah, you go to look at a boat, and then when they're not looking, you jump into the shower.
Yeah.
And then you just shut the door behind you.
But you could offer. Maybe you can offer that, you know, we'll watch your yacht for you if you let us stay aboard for a few days.
Stealth camping, stealth boat, stowaway techniques.
Stowaway, right.
Hey, this isn't stuff we recommend. It's just stuff that
Greg thinks about.
I think
about aliens.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you never know where inspiration's going to come from. You have a dream, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, this could work. This sounds like something I should have Barry the Boater do and see if he lives through it to tell us about it. Make great content for the world of boating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'm just the
of course
idea
not.
Generator.
A fearless captain.
Well, I mean, I have to direct the staff accordingly. That's that's you know what a first mate does.
As long as I got a pay boost.
Okay. Yes, your salary is going to be doubled.
Thank you.
So 0 plus 0. Okay, you're good. You're good. All right. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time. Remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
A master! barnacle-bitten slob.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.